Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Myra Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Michelle Jones, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we have some exciting things to talk about here. I'm really excited about this, and it's called the Fair Trade Market. So, Myra, first tell us when, where, how can we get there?
Fair Trade Market will open on Saturday morning, October the 8th at 10 a.m. Be open until 5. It's located at 408 Chestnut Street next to Aunt B's. And we will then be open Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon until October the 22nd.
Okay, pretty short time span here. Don't mess around. You better get down there. And we'll remind folks again of those dates and times for the Fair Trade Market. I kind of snuck in yesterday and saw just a few things when you were there. And I'm just so excited to go back on Saturday morning and buy something. Or if it's a Christmas gift I'm looking at. So it's going to be really fun. Michelle, fair trade. What does that mean?
Fair trade means that the goods that we sell are sold at a price that's going to provide a living wage for the producers. When most of our products are handmade items or food products, and they come from around the world.
And so often when we go to some places to buy things, what they've done is to get the lowest price they can, which probably means it's not really a fair trade. The people who made it probably are not getting their money's worth out of it. Is that right?
That's right. And especially when we buy things from other countries, we don't have a local connection. So we oftentimes don't know whether or not the item is going to be a fair price for the people who produced it. So what fair trade does is that it ensures that the product you're buying is a fair price for the producers and that the working conditions are satisfactory.
So that's another aspect here. It's not just the price, but it also has to do with the people who are making it and what kind of situation they're working in.
Right.
Okay. So that's kind of a big picture there. Michelle, is this an international organization or who kind of sponsors this?
Most of our products are coming from a group called 10,000 Villages. They work in 38 different countries, and they're the local connection with the producers. They help them decide what products they're going to make and how to market them to make them something that's going to be appealing to a market in the United States. And they have both stores and work with local churches like we are doing for the Fair Trade Market to provide short-term sales.
Okay, and that was my next question, who the kind of local connection is. And Myra, do you want to talk about that? You have the local church?
Yeah, we have a number of local churches that are involved in the planning and executing of this kind of an event. We've been working on it about 6 months. We have representatives from 4 or 5 churches here in the community because we wanted it to be ecumenical because it meets mission needs from so many angles. And so there are already churches that are selling some of the food products in their congregations. And so we wanted to build on that and give people an opportunity. But it's definitely ecumenical as a base for how this is going to happen. It's all volunteer.
It seems to me, and this has been a while ago, that I bought fair trade coffee from the Presbyterian Church. Can that
be
right?
Yes, you can buy it from the Presbyterians, the Lutherans, or the United Church of Christ.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we need to be more aware of this and what the possibilities are. Now, I'm guessing both of you kind of help put out things. Let's start, Myra, what are some of the things that you're kind of your favorites and kind of some of the things that are there? And then we'll ask Michelle the same thing.
Well, I've been working this week to get the store set up and I'm delighted with the products we have to offer. I love some of the baskets because they're very colorful in their design and very different in their shape. And so those are very attractive to me. And I'm also pretty fond of the woven scarves that we have. Very colorful and soft and just interesting.
And it's nice, there's such a variety. It's not just like just food or just scarves or what, it's such a variety. Michelle, do you have some favorite things?
Well, I'll be buying a lot of Christmas gifts as well. I have a nephew, and so there'll be some toys there and Christmas decorations as well as some household goods that'll make really unique gifts.
Okay, and unique, I think, is a key word there. It's something that's going to be really special that you can pick out for the receiver of that gift because you know that they're really interested in it. And the plus is then you're probably going to tell them it's fair trade.
Definitely. Because when you buy one of these products, not only is the price reasonable to you, but it means that that person who made that product has received adequate compensation, which entitles them to put food on the table and send their children to school. Mm-hmm. That's pretty phenomenal that without going to Africa or Guatemala, I can impact that family to that extent.
I like to think that you're not just buying a product, you're buying a story. So each product that we have, you can find out what country and who the producer was. So you have a little more connection to the product with a story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've mentioned some decorating items like the baskets and lots more. You mentioned the scarves. You mentioned some toys. What other kinds of things might people find there, Myra?
They're going to find jewelry. They're going to find just household decorating items, sculptures and picture frames. They're going to find children's toys.
I'm not sure why that's kind of surprised me. That just wasn't in my head that there's going to be children's toys. And, of course, that seems pretty logical after you say so.
Another thing that might be surprising, there'll be some musical instruments as well, like an African finger piano.
Mm-hmm. Fun. Then that would be unique. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what about the food products, Michelle?
There will be chocolate and coffee.
And tea.
Okay. So chocolate, oh boy, everybody's going,
yeah.
Oh, chocolate.
There's a good variety of chocolate, and the coffees are regular, decaf, and then flavored as
okay.
well. So you can
And teas, I'm sure, are a variety there also.
Yes, a variety of teas, and the come on is that we will have a tasting table.
Okay, yeah, so then you can pick out your favorites.
Right.
That's good. So you can buy a gift for yourself, too.
Sure.
Michelle, how did you get involved with this fair trade?
Well, I moved here from St. Louis, and my church in St. Louis had a very large fair trade market. So I first learned about fair trade there and got involved by buying gifts and then later volunteering to help mm-hmm. with the market.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Myra, I'm sure you got involved through your church.
Well, yeah, I've known about fair trade for a long time, kind of in the back of my head, and about a year ago, felt the urge to do something to expand people's concept of mission and be able to help them be involved with people they were never going to see. Mm-hmm. And so a number of ideas came up, but this one was the one that stuck. And then when I met Michelle at our church and mentioned fair trade and her eyes lit up, we became kind of a team
yeah.
and started it off and gathered people from other congregations mm-hmm. to be the support system and the planning committee. So it's really been fun.
You mentioned that a number of churches are involved. I'm sort of assuming that that's where most of your volunteers are coming from because you're going to have somebody to staff that store.
Right. That's where we've reached out. Starting there, you don't have to be related to a church to volunteer, but that's where we started because that was our base. And the churches that are involved are the Catholic Church, the St. Paul's Lutheran, the Methodist Church, United Church of Christ, and the Presbyterians.
Mm-hmm. And are you still looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. You can stop in the store anytime and sign up for a slot to staff the store.
Okay. A couple hours?
We're doing about a four-hour shift.
Okay.
And there'll be instructions there as to what you need to be responsible for,
okay.
and there'll be a friendly person to work with. So there'd always be two of you on staff at any time.
Help you learn this story. Mm-hmm. Michelle, have you ever visited any of these countries where you're getting products?
I have not.
Wouldn't
Myra
that be fun?
Might be able to tell you more about that. I know her husband has.
Ah, here's the connection, huh?
Yeah, my husband and I have been to a couple of countries where these products would be coming from. We've had the privilege to go to India. We have a number of products from India in the store. We've been to Nicaragua. I don't think we have any product from there this time around, but I know there are some there. And we've been to Dominican and Chile. So those are all places that these products could come from.
And I'm thinking these are entrepreneurial people in these countries who are trying, as you said, to make a living, to support their families and so on. But they're learning some business skills and applying those, I think, Michelle.
Well, yes. And they're learning how to make themselves successful to an American market as well. So a lot of the skills that they already use in their homes, such as knitting items or making toys to play with are things that they can then market to the United States as long as they find a way to make it appealing.
Yeah, and then they I know they appreciate this help of getting it here to get it sold. So, Myra mentioned getting it sold. Again, the dates and the time and the place.
We open on Saturday, October the 8th at 10 o'clock, and we will be open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 until October the 22nd at 408 Chestnut here in Atlantic. So we'd love to see you come in and shop.
Okay, don't miss out because they're not going to be here for a long time. But maybe if it's so successful, you'll do it again.
That would be fun.
Yeah, okay, so we need to go check it out. Until next time, here's a thought. And we want to thank you, by the way, Michelle Jones and Myra Kyle, for visiting with us. The person who can learn from their own mistakes will always be learning something.